The future of your universe starts with family engineering with Praise Forwear. Praise Forwear is a global leader in family life innovation and a premium coach working with high net worth individuals across different continents. Fasten your seatbelts as we make your life better.
Welcome to Family Engineering. My name is Praise Forwear. This is your number one family relationship podcast. I want to say thank you very much for joining and for your numerous mails and love and comments and everything you guys are sharing with me. Thank you very much for trusting me as the voice and the art that you can confide in. Do not take that for granted at all. And I want to say thank you very much for everything you're doing to better yourself and better your relationship. We always say the most important nation on earth is your family, because your family is a production factory of the society. We've been talking about the most important relationship rules. And so far, we've looked at the law of acceptance, which says you need to accept people regardless of who they are. And that doesn't necessarily mean accepting their ways. It only means accepting their person as man made in God's image. The second rule was the law of respect, which says whatever you respect, you will naturally attract. To say respect the humanity of people and you will attract them. The third law is the law of understanding, which means it's not sufficient enough to stand above people. You must stand under the people you claim you love. For you to be able to understand them and stand where they stand to be able to better relate with them. And today, we look at the law of love. Love is a decision that is based on a commitment to add value to someone else without expecting a thank you. Now, I'm giving you the purest definition of love. I know there are various definitions, and I can't honestly define what love should be to you. But the purest version of love is actually a decision, not a feeling. It's based on a commitment, not just anyhow. And it's value adding to someone else without expecting a thank you. So true love is not necessarily symbiotic. Love, it's about adding value. See, we live in a dog-eat-dog world where we give nothing for nothing simply because we've been wired to always trade. We think transaction, but you see, you will always reap what you sow, not necessarily where you sowed it. Every time you try to reap what you sow where you sowed it, you will subject the people to manipulation, and that never augurs well. You will get into offense. So that what I say to people is this: if you cannot give it away, then don't do it. Love is the energy of life. However, is that you need to understand that it's the energy of life that passes blood to the rest of the body. Humanity fails when love fails. The moment love cannot circulate through your body, you know there will be heart attack. And that is why you need to understand that love is that energy that makes blood flow around. And that's why it cannot fail. Every time you seek to reap what you sow where you sow, like I mentioned, you will become manipulated and you'll be transactional. There is no way you can love God effectively that it won't reflect in how you treat the next man. Because a proof of your love is measured in what we do to those who don't have the capacity to repay us back. I love that part of the Holy Bible that says God commanded his love towards us that while we were yet misbehaving, Christ gave his life. What it means is it's so okay and so easy to love people who love you back, but it becomes very tough when you can no longer love someone because they are not giving you the extent to which you are giving. As a matter of fact, Do you know love is who we are? If love is truly who we are, it wouldn't matter if people repay us or they give it to us back, because it's our nature. We output it out consistently. Love is a force that must define us. It must first be who we are before it must become what we do. If it's what we do, we can withhold it. But if it is who we are, we will do it regardless of what people do. I remember many years ago, I had to go work with young people in the ghetto part of Lagos, Nigeria. That place is called Ajegunle. It's a densely populated ghetto. Now, while working with them, these were young people who didn't have money to pay. And people were asking me, Praise, these guys may not say thank you to you. And I said, that's exactly why I am doing it. If I was doing it because of what they would give to me, I will manipulate them. But today, I am glad that some of these young people who looked hopeless way back are now PhD holders. Some of them are captains of industries, and I'm super excited every time I hear from them. So love must be who we are. When love is what we do without being who we are, we will withhold it from those who can pay us back and starve those that hurt us of it. Now, technically, I say to you, and I want you to internalize this, people don't hurt you. People are only revealed. I said that somewhere and someone looked at me and felt that was profound. Yes, people don't hurt me. They are only revealed because I am on a journey. And sometimes there are people who cannot make the next journey with me. It doesn't mean I don't love them. It just simply means the level of competence required, they don't have it. So I will love and provide support, but it doesn't necessarily mean I'll bring them into my holies of holies. True love is a state of being where you have no ability to deal otherwise outside the release of energy of love. You see, one day somebody hurt me badly, and I said to my wife, she's only been revealed, and I'm not going to really bring it back into my holies of holies. I will help from afar. And my wife smiled. She said, you, I know what you're going to do. You don't have the capacity to totally blank people out. Now, for me, that was a feedback, because she knew that love for me is in nature. That is why sometimes people think have hurt me, I'm always sending help to them, especially when they need my help, because we have lost a right to withhold the bowel of mercy from those that need it. And never forget that love is a seed that you reap. Many of us have lost that state of being because of our experience, which is hate-driven. It has bruised our capacity to effectively love. But you see, we can recapture it because love is life, and humanity cannot survive without love. So if you make it a point of duty to always look out for the best in others and see how you can add value to them, you will be transformed into a magnet that everyone wants to be with. How much of love resides in you? It's a question I want you to consider. How much of love are you? If I replace your name with love, will it sit properly? Guess what? A lot of you say you love God when you don't even love yourself. And how do you love someone else when you don't love yourself? If you don't love yourself and you're trying to love someone else, you will be subject to all kinds of abuse. So it starts with the value you have to yourself. Who are you? So what are the tips that can help you love effectively? One, practice the act of looking for the best in even the worst of all beings. If people are picking on someone, is bad, is this, is that, always ask, is there nothing good about this person? You focus on that, because what we focus on is what becomes magnified, and what we magnified eventually become exaggerated. So we undermine what we do wrong or what we do right, and we exaggerate what we do wrong. I want you to flip that script. Number two, make up your mind to add value to everyone that comes your way, even if they don't have the capacity to pay you back. Let that be your default engagement code, that whenever you meet people, you always look for what you will have. It's called service. And the greatest key to getting to the top is service. Number three, consistently release the energy of love in the direction of those that hate you, because the fire extinguisher for it is love. It was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. who said that you cannot cure it with hate. Hatred can only be extinguished with love. And number four, set aside 10% of your earnings for those who may not be able to pay you back. So, some people call it charity, others call it tithing. Make sure you have 10% of your earnings to those who don't have the capacity to pay you back. And number five, process what is done against you through the screen of love and ask, what will be my love response? Now, you need to practice this and do it over and over again. After a while, it would seem that people are manipulating you. It would seem you're stupid and weak, but no. That is how to get into consciousness and awareness and become truly powerful. Love, however, is not stupid. You need to understand that. It doesn't mean keeping people who perpetually work against your well-being in your circle, because part of love is letting them go. Now, what you're letting go is their capacity to upset everything you're doing, but the humanity is intact. And it's part of love for them to reposition them in within a distance that they don't have the capacity to directly invade your serenity and upset your mental wellness. True love is not always yes. You heard me right. True love is both yes and no, because no could also mean love, because love is saying no to your son's quest to drive your car without a driver's license. Love is saying no to your son who wants to jump from 40th floor down. Love is protecting him by saying no. So while love will look like pain, some people call it tough love, but it's still love to say, I love you enough to protect you from this pain. I love you enough to move you a bit away from here so that you can find expression elsewhere. And lastly, pray and ask God to reduce you to love. That was one prayer I prayed consistently for so many years. You see, the most effective human beings are driven by love, which is why they're able to consistently give even when the recipient doesn't appreciate it. Your self-nurture must never come from what people outside of you are able to do or give to you. It must come from how you are able to demonstrate to who God is to them by becoming the channel that sends rain to the just and to the unjust, simply because humanity needs it. If you look at God, whether you praise him or you don't praise him, he's going to send rain. Whether you love him or you don't love him, he's going to make the grasses grow. That is the nature we all need to have, and that is the nature we all need to promote. You must remember that you can never lose in a relationship if you deploy the four vital keys that we've learned in the last 4 weeks at every point in time, because you become the most desirable human being that everyone wants to be with. People will stay with anyone who makes them feel good about themselves, which is a vital key in sustaining all relationships. So go ahead, accept people, respect people, understand people, and love people, and you will win consistently. Hi, how are you? I want you to know that I care about you, and this is Family Engineering with praise for where your family will work. Bye-bye.
Thanks for enjoying Family Engineering with Praise as we re-engineer a world that is fit for all. For more inquiries, kindly visit our website www.praisefulwaredtech.com or send us a mail podcast@iampraisefulware.com or visit our stores www.iampraisefulware.com. You can also call us on +1 817 881 8696 +1 780 246 7955 +447 960 813430 or +234 810 857 1139